It's hard to talk for long about U.S.-Saudi relations without discussing oil. As a war with Iraq has loomed as more likely, the price of oil has surged. A barrel now costs almost $30, and oil traders say prices will climb higher if a conflict actually occurs. With the largest oil reserves in the world, Saudi Arabia can restrain prices single-handedly. It's likely to face growing U.S. pressure to do so in the months to come, as NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
When the Conference Board released its monthly survey of consumer confidence this morning, it showed a bigger-than-expected decline in the way people feel about current economic conditions. And Gary Thayer, chief economist at A.G. Edwards, says one reason for that is the rising price of oil.
This year, oil prices have gone up from just above $20 a barrel late last year, early part of this year, to around $30 a barrel, and consumers aren't feeling good about that.
Economists like Thayer say there's no question that war talk has driven up oil prices by anywhere from $2 to $7 a barrel this year. They also say prolonged high prices can only hurt the U.S. economy as it attempts to rebound from the recent recession. Something similar happened during the last Iraqi war, when sharply higher oil prices pushed a teetering U.S. economy into a downturn. One reason oil prices haven't climbed even higher this year is that in recent months, the Saudi government has been slowly producing more oil. That's made up for a gradual decrease in production by Iraq. John Kilduff is senior vice president of the oil trading firm FEMAT USA.
The Saudis are really acting in a way that's classical, in that they're saying one thing publicly to sort of placate their citizenry at home and doing another thing privately and for the oil market.
Kilduff says the Saudis often raise production when prices get too high. They worry that high prices will lure lots of new competitors into the oil business, hurting their long-term market share. And they are expected to press that message at next month's OPEC meeting. Whether Saudi Arabia will raise production again if war breaks out is a key question right now in the oil markets. Roger Dewan of the Petroleum Finance Company, a consulting firm, says the Saudis and OPEC in general worry that raising production too much too soon will hurt them down the road. If the war is over quickly or if winter is mild, prices could fall, leaving them with too much oil on hand.
At the same time, Saudi Arabia, I think, is concerned that the United States will use the petroleum, the strategic petroleum reserve in case of a war. So even if Saudi Arabia add oil to the market, the United States will add oil and bring down prices.
But Dewan believes the Saudi government will ultimately come to the United States' assistance if war breaks out. Dewan says that if it doesn't and the war is over quickly, the Saudi government will find itself isolated from its most important backer. Dewan says the recent articles questioning whether Saudi Arabia is a friend or foe of the United States have caused consternation in that country, and the Saudi government is anxious to prove itself a good ally despite the potential cost. For Saudi leaders meeting with President Bush today, a U.S. war against Iraq could force their government to make some hard choices. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.